This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Okay, now we rock it. Inside the 9 p.m. hour on The Fan in New York, your nighttime host, Keith McPherson. We're talking baseball, obviously. The Mets win, 5-0, a beautiful day in Queens. Shout out to you if you were there. Let's play a little audio from the post game, and we'll talk Pete Alonso, we'll talk Juan Soto, we'll talk Tyler McGill, Nimmo, Kranich, Lindor, you know, the Make It Happen Mets. Okay, so what I was talking about before the break was that when Juan Soto popped up in his first at-bat and then Pete Alonso comes up, right, obviously Lindor is on second after the hustle double and it gets reviewed. Pete Alonso wastes no time upstaging Juan Soto, but they're teammates. They're on the same team. Pete Alonso is just doing his job and doing what he's supposed to do, right? The guy in front of you doesn't get it done, you get it done. But I was on Twitter. Shout out to Dre, who is a, you know, WFAN listener and Mets fan and very active on Twitter. Shout out to Milton. They both posted the same screenshot, right? There's a video where, you know, the home run gets hit and Pete Alonso comes to the camera with Jesse Winker and Francisco Lindor, and you can see Soto just sitting on the bench in the back with his sunglasses on, looking straight, kind of with the same look like he had when the World Series ended. So Dre writes, Soto looks so disappointed in himself, or is it just me? And then Milton, Bleacher Creature Cowboy Man, says, why is Juan Soto not even looking at Pete? So people started insinuating, like, you know, even in Miami, like, how come he's not celebrating Pete Alonso's success? I think it's more that he's disappointed in himself. Like, Juan Soto is a guy that thinks he's better than every pitcher, and ump shows up the pitcher, and ump, if he strikes out, he's looking at the pitcher like, good for you. And I mean, that first swing where he popped up, you could tell he was trying to hit that ball to the chop shop. So let's play the post game, where I felt like this had to be intentional, right? I felt like somebody in the Mets, and shout out to the Mets, I've said this a bunch, their marketing team is excellent. This rebrand that they're in, like, no joke, I'm not trolling. Like, this rebrand that they're in now in this new era of Steve Cohen and David Stern's Mets. Like, I didn't see the five borough race until Evan posted it. And I was like, well executed. The first one, it looked pretty cool. I'm sure, you know, the kids loved it on the big screen too. But let's play Juan Soto in the post game. And when I was listening to the post game, not looking at the post game, I'm like, smart. Someone had these two guys sit together as teammates, right? The highest paid player, the big acquisition of the offseason, and the guy that's been here since 2019, the face of the franchise, Pete Alonso. Let's play the first cut from Juan Soto where he's talking about opening day and the fans.
Like Pete said, it's a perfect day for baseball. I think everything went in our way. We're really happy that we were able to come through and bring some runs in for McGill and let him do his job. And he threw amazing today. So I think when you look at every detail, it went great in the Mets way. So we're happy for that. Yeah, I mean, it feels great. This fan base is amazing. Like I said in the past, I didn't realize how many fans they have and how many passionate they are. And it's really cool.
The one thing I'll say, Juan, and I'm a big we guy and us guy, and I don't play for the Yankees, but I watch every game and I go to 40 games a year. And even before I was on the fan, as a kid, I was saying, we. I have a Yankee hat on. I wear the pinstripes. I say we. Juan, you are a Met for the rest of your career. It is not them and they. It is not their fan base. It is your fan base. It is us, we, our fans. They're your fans. So 888-808-1019. Let's play the next one because this is where I was tipped off that, like, okay, you know, these guys are together. And shout out to Mets PR and marketing for putting the two stars on the podium together.
What do you think of what this guy's doing right now?
That's why they call him the polar bear. He's his tremendous power.
Shout out to the polar bear. And if Pete doesn't run with that and come out with his own line of refreshing polar beers, that's a loss. 888-808-1019. Lou is in a story on the fan. Go for it, Lou.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Family. Everything okay?
They're all right. The baby is asleep. My wife is done for the week. Dada is holding it down.
You're feeling better now? You got sick a little bit, right?
Yeah, I was honestly going through it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I came out of it yesterday. I'm back to regular me now.
Yeah, it's like I call you and tell you that you got to be ready because when you go to school, and believe me, these kids, they bring all kinds of sicknesses, and you better take care of yourself. You know, get all the stuff that you need or whatever if you believe in it. I don't know.
Hopefully by that time I can have another wing, you know, buy a house, have another wing where my son stays and I stay separate from him.
Yeah. That's true. But, you know, he's still going to be touching things. Anyway, quickly on the Mets, even though I'm going to say something on the Yankees, but I'll be quick. Today I was really not happy. No wonder why the Yankees are the big brothers, no matter what they say. How in the world you have an introduction opening day and there's fans missing in the stand? You got a sold out crowd. I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me that was actually the case. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyway, and the polar bear, okay? Can you believe that he actually got a nice ovation, but guess who had one as well? Guerrero.
Yeah.
His replacement.
What's wrong with this? Go ahead. He's not his replacement yet, but fans are fans, and we're going to get into it tonight. We're about to get into it right after this call. You can't police fans. There are Mets fans that saw their owner get Juan Soto. They know that Juan Soto is friends with Vladdy. Those two were yucking it up in the outfield. Like, they want Vladdy next year. He didn't sign with Toronto, and if he hits free agency, there are going to be loud Mets fans calling the station saying, we want Vladdy. So they were vocal today.
Yeah, I know. I understand, but in the moment, Jesus Christ! I think if I was Alonso, I wouldn't be very happy about it.
Hey, anyway, he turned it into a home run. They said, "Okay, I'm here right now at first base. Yeah. Watch this."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you keep doing that, forget it. Not even him, but he's going to be the reason why Soto is going to be very, very good if you can protect him like the Judge did. Anyway, on the Yankees, I'm very happy what's going on right now. George is doing what he's supposed to do. But until we get a contact here that can be a leadoff for this team, I don't really believe that they're gonna be a really big team like the Dodgers. Your thought on that?
Yeah, I saw Jeff Passan. Thanks for the call, Lou. I saw Jeff Passan put out utility man Cooper Hummel, and the New York Yankees are in agreement on a minor league deal. Hummel, 30, elected free agency after being DFA'd and will report to AAA. A switch hitter. Hummel will make $820,000 if he's in the big league. So there you go. Passan writes, as the Yankees need a right-handed bat. I don't know. I would say DJ LeMahieu is on his way back. Stanton last night was visible and made news. I didn't talk about it last night, but I'll talk about it now. I'll talk about a couple things right now. 888-808-1019. Stanton saying to the Yankees, we don't get swept at home, is good because they didn't get swept. But it's also bad because it's now bulletin board material. What if the Mets come into the Bronx and sweep the Subway Series again? Don't say that. Or if you say that, say it's off the record. That's for the clubhouse. Because I remember I was out of town last year, and on the 4th of July holiday, Ellie De La Cruz and the Cincinnati Reds came in and swept the Yankees. I think I went to the first game. It was like a Tuesday. Ellie De La Cruz had a homer into the bullpen, like ripped a double down the line. The Reds, the Cincinnati Reds, who I think just lost like five games in a row or something. The Reds came into Yankee Stadium and swept us last year. Yes, us. So what are we talking about? I guess it was good in the moment to not get swept. Yeah, and the Reds just lost their third in a row. But like, chill with that, because the first team that comes in and sweeps the Yankees, it's going to come back up. 888-808-1019. You can't police fans. You cannot tell people what to do. And Lou, in the same breath that you talked about there not being a full house, one, the tickets are expensive. So you also can't police a fan that paid $500 to be in that building. That $500 is someone's ticket to say and do what they please, at least in their thoughts in there. Obviously, there's, you know, some rules and guidelines and things that you can't do. But like, for the most part, whatever comes out your mouth in the ballpark, cheers for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., that was almost expected. I was listening to Evan, you know, and Evan's dad was in the ballpark, and that was like a thing earlier. Like, hey, let's hear how loud the cheers are for Vladdy. So you can't police fans. They're going to do that. And that leads into the F1 Soto discussion that is just so tired. I was the first person on WFAN to tell you there is no more F. Altuve, and there might be some, but like the new F. Altuve in Yankee Stadium is F. Juan Soto. I'm not endorsing it. I'm not encouraging it. I'm not doing it. But I know my ballpark. I know my fan base. I know what I've seen in there. You now that it has started, it will snowball. So as we have hosts campaigning for fans to not boo Juan Soto, like, not boo Juan Soto. There's going to be boos. There's going to be profanity. There's going to be F Juan Soto chants. And I said today, as I saw, right, the dynamic of people sending me pictures and videos of Mets fans showing up to the Bronx, this first homestand with their fresh Juan Soto jersey on, clearly looking for attention, wanting that smoke, just enter at your own risk. Know that, like, you know, there's some angry fans and there's some people that don't care. And, like, you're barking up the wrong tree. But some of the Juan Soto chants that you hear while you're watching on TV, that's being instigated. That's being provoked by people in the stands wearing a Juan Soto jersey looking for attention so they can make a TikTok of them getting, like, thrown out of the section. 888-808-1019. Josh is in the Bronx on the Fan. Go for it, Josh.
I'm telling you, first I'm going to say, you know my cry. It's awesome, baby. But Keith, you know, I got to say about the New York Mets, thank you for helping the New York Yankees get a piece of first place, because you know they're playing the Toronto Blue Jays right off the bat, right? And you know that when the Mets are playing somebody in the AL East or an American League team that affects the standings in the American League East, it's on, baby. Thank you for taking my call. Have a great show, Keith. Thank you.
Count it. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. As Brian Deco writes in the live chat, why has your entire tone changed on the Mets? You guys don't listen enough. You don't pay attention enough. In the offseason, that's one thing. Fandom, that's another thing. I was begging for the season to start. Let the games begin. We have actual games now to talk about. We don't have to go back and forth with the nonsense. I don't play the whole little brother, big brother thing. The Mets are winning. I'm going to talk about the Mets winning. The Mets are playing good baseball. I'm a baseball fan. I'm going to watch the game, listen to the game, look at the box score, and report that and take calls on that. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than my fandom. It's bigger than my tone. Now, when there's something to troll like Queen's Best Dance Crew or the Five Borough Race or the Mets House or whatever, yeah, I might lean into that. That might be fun. I might create a good video on WFAN's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube that thousands of people see. But one video doesn't represent me. And that stuff has nothing to do with Pete Alonso hitting homers and Tyler McGill hitting. And I would expect the same thing out of our hosts that are Mets fans, which there are way more hosts here that are Mets fans, when talking about Aaron Judge, when talking about the Yankee youngsters, when talking about Max Fried. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into the Yankee conversation. When talking about Oswaldo Cabrera, we're getting too far away from what is actually going on. We have two good teams in New York, and we've had two good teams in New York these few years. But like, we have two good teams in New York that just started a new journey, and our hopes and dreams are tied to them getting to the World Series. Who's to say that they can't get to the World Series and actually have the Subway Series that some people were dreaming of last year? 888-808-1019. This is a rebrand for the Mets. It will take a long time for the Mets to actually be Big Brother if we actually laid everything out. You know, we have Mets fans calling up about the attendance today. As I'm saying, it looked great. As I'm giving props, no, it wasn't a sellout. There were plenty of open seats. There weren't open seats for opening day at Yankee Stadium. There were 40,000 at Yankee Stadium on a cold night to see the Diamondbacks. Just off of that alone, right? Like, with the rebrand and all the stuff going on, the Mets have to catch up in attendance. The Yankees brand is built. The Yankees have the best player in the game. So all the back and forth over who runs the town, ultimately, who's going to run the town? This town is big enough for both of us. There are enough fans of both teams. But the casuals, the marginals, the people that are fair weather or don't really follow this day in and day out, they're going to go where the excitement is. They're going to go where the winning is. They're going to go where the matchup is. They're going to go where the better players are. Juan Soto is generational and has the largest contract in the sport. If he doesn't perform, he's not drawing. Judge, his contract is a steal of a deal now. And Judge is going to post. They keep pitching to him. Gary's in Waterbury, Connecticut on the Fan. You got it, G-Makes. What up? No, Gary, what'd you do? You hung up? I queued him up for the Aaron Judge conversation. I'll do it myself. All rise. This is the Judge silencer season. Some people are calling it the payback tour, the revenge season. It's the silencer season. And I've leaned into it from all the memes and all the jokes, all the gifts of Aaron Judge dropping the pop-up, all the talk about Aaron Judge being Mr. May, Mr. June. Aaron Judge's life changed drastically, losing the World Series, making that mistake that started that terrible fifth inning that blew that lead. But also his life changed in a beautiful, blessed way. He had his first child. His daughter exists. He's a dad now. He's a father now. He's got dad strength. He's the captain. Much has changed with the Yankees. The Yankees are allowed to have beards. The Yankees play That's Life after losses. But Judge, people are so ready to pull him back to his failures instead of just celebrating his greatness. I can't do that. I can't do that. Last year is over. Again, we're getting too far away from what's going on now. We wait all winter for the spring. We wait for these games. Now we're some 6-7 games in. Can we please just focus on the task at hand? He can't fail in October until we get to October. The last one is done. It's in the books. Allow this man to be great, to continue hitting home runs and wowing us. Allow him to keep pitching to him. Allow him to keep putting his name next to Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio and Lou Gehrig and him being steroid-free. It's amazing. We are seeing history. And too many people want to talk about, well, it's not going to matter. No, it does matter. All of this counts. All of this is on record. You're seeing it with your own two eyes. And so many people want to talk about it doesn't count. Like, you know how hard it is to hit a baseball? And he makes it look easy time after time after time. Limo driver Ed is in PA. What up?
Hey, my brother. I'm glad you, I hope you had a beautiful vacation. Glad to see you back. Even, you know, your family working hard. You deserve it, brother. You deserve it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, the one night you wasn't in, you was on vacation, and they had a problem, 94.7, the block. they couldn't get it off. And when you was sitting, you know, waiting on the calls and everything, you know, we holding, it was playing their radio station. It was
really?
Pretty wild. And the thing is, they couldn't get it out. So they said, Ed, hold on. You know, it's going to be a different radio station on. And they worked at that for a long time until I guess they must have figured it out.
I heard nothing of this. We'll pretend it never happened.
Talk about it. But listen, man, you know, during the season, you know, they pitched the judge. I mean, you know, during the season, they don't really pitch, you know, and they don't walk them. But during the, you know, the playoffs, it seems that they, you know, they start pitching to him or throwing a lot of balls outside and things like that. And that's how I see him that, you know, why he doesn't get started. But to tell you the truth about it, man, listen, I'm one of the guys that said, you know what, I wanted to see if he's going to, since Soto wasn't there, that he's going to put the team on his shoulders. Well, he showed me that first game, man.
Yeah.
You know, he's ready to be that captain and take on everything. But I got to give it to him. You know, I don't care about Big Brother and all these different things. I just want to see both our teams do well and be in the World Series. That's what I want to see. I'm not worrying about who's this, who's that. That doesn't bother. You know, I don't want to hear all that. Just to say, okay, if both our teams do well, the city's doing well.
Literally.
You know, and that's what I'm talking about. And one thing about it is, too, man, hey, then that means that we're doing well and we're going to meet up in the World Series. That's what I want to see.
And the city would explode because you know what? It would guarantee us a parade no matter what. Thanks for the call, limo driver Ed. We need a parade. It's been too long. It's been too long since there's been a World Series parade through this city, man. Generations now. Like, it's been too long. It's time. 888-808-1019. You know, I know it's easy to get caught up in the back and forth. There will never be peace. There will always be a rivalry. It's good. But it does get corny at some point. Like, we're at the point now where it's corny because we can be in our own corners and focus on our own lineups, rotations, bullpens, and opponents. And there's plenty to talk about, but it just bleeds into the other one. And, you know, this dynamic with Soto crossing over, this is going to go on for a long time. People think this is just a one-year thing. This is going to go on for a long time. That's why I tell you as a fan, I'm more of a fan than a radio host. Like, I know fans. I know the ballpark. I was screaming trying to get them to stop chanting Altuve for years. You know what got them to stop chanting Altuve? A new villain, Juan Soto. So, like, I don't care who you are. You can't get on a mic. You can't get on TV and tell people what to do in a stadium. I saw someone today, oh, you're endorsing the Juan Soto chants. No, I'm not. Why would I tell people to go to the stadium and chant profanity when there are children around? There's nothing you can do about it. It is what it is. But, you know, Ed just made me think of something else with this Judge Silencer tour. He was, like, BFF with Soto at points, it seemed. I remember getting on air after Judge got his MVP. And I'm like, this guy name dropped Juan Soto like four times. Oh, yeah, if you look at that highlight right there, and you know, Juan Soto's on base. Oh, hey, you know, it helps when you got a guy like Juan Soto hitting in front of you. I'm like, Judge, are you lobbying? Are you trying to, are you keep dropping Soto's name because he's third place in the MVP and you want him to come back? Listen, everything happens for a reason. You can't predict baseball. Juan Soto went where he was supposed to go, where he was always supposed to go. And maybe the Yankees weren't meant to win the World Series with Juan Soto last year because it would have been awkward. It would have been awkward, you know, in 10, 15, 20 years, you know, celebrating the 2024 Yankees with the forever Met Juan Soto. But on the other side of that is Judge saying, okay, the Yankees meant a lot to me. I took less money to be a Yankee. And these same Yankees offered me like $240 million before opening day in 2022. And then they turn around and offer you $760. And like, I respect you, Juan, but you're not a better hitter than me. You're damn sure not a better fielder than me. You're not a better baseball player than me. But my own organization, my own fan base, right? Juan Soto was boo-proof in Yankee Stadium. I didn't hear one person boo him. Hal Steinbrenner, I've heard, booed in that place. Judge, Stanton. Juan Soto was boo-proof because fans didn't want to, you know, rub him the wrong way where he remembered that. And Judge is like, wow, they don't boo him, but they boo me. 0 for 4, they'll boo me. So, like, you think that doesn't, like, motivate a guy? Not that he needs any more motivation, but he looks hella motivated this year. He looks like he's on one. So this is the Judge silencer tour. And the only way to silence these critics, Judge, is to win another MVP. And with this start that you're having, with the start that Judge is having, which is absolutely absurd, it, like, his numbers are not even video game. They don't make sense. And it doesn't make sense for them to keep pitching to this guy. With the start that Judge is having, he could have his best season ever. And if he's able to carry that over from September through October, that might be enough to propel the Yankees back to the World Series and maybe win it. 888-808-1019. Sal is in Brooklyn on the Fan. Hello, Sal.
What's up, Keith? How you doing, my good man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Two things, if you don't mind. Number one, the Yankees would absolutely do the right thing by adding a year onto Judge's contract, like the year he left off the table when the Giants offered him the 10, and they offered him 8, and then they settled on 9, just in good faith. That's how good this guy is and what he does for this organization.
Yeah, but not yet. Not yet.
I know. I got you. But and number two, please, everybody, with that fifth inning, anybody who knows sports, Judge dropped the ball. That's a physical error. They happen. The ground ball to Rizzo, mental error between Rizzo and Cole. The ground ball to Volpe, who his body was going to second, then decided to throw to third. Mental error. Jazz on third base, not straddling the bag because he wasn't ready for the throw.
Yeah, Cole mental not covering, Rizzo not covering. They melted. It's okay, though. It's over.
But again, no. But what I mean is everybody who wants to jump on Judge, and if everybody remembers, they had the lead after that. So it's not like if that cost them the game. All I did was tie the game. So leave the guy alone with that drop ball, and people are haters because this guy is the best in the game right now.
Yeah.
You could keep Ohtani. You could keep whatever you want. We got Judge. I'm very happy with this guy. All-time great.
Thanks for the call, Sal. 888-808-1019. We got to take a break here, but we're rolling.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I'm Jill, a registered dietitian. When I meet with patients, they usually think I'm going to tell them to throw out their favorite snacks. But don't worry, your Cheetos are safe. That's not how this works. I help my patients build healthier habits based on their lifestyle and goals without guilt or restriction. Nourish connects dietitians like me with people like you who are ready to take control of their health. Your appointments could be fully covered through your insurance since 94% of Nourish patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I think I heard Key Brian Hayes come up to this track during the Yankee game. Outkast, ATLians. Your boy KM on The Fan, Friday night. Good time to be a baseball fan, but just got to give you some breaking news in baseball and in the sports world. The Dodgers have lost. The Dodgers have lost. And you know what? You can't predict baseball. But as I'm talking about, like, now we have real games. As I was just talking about, like, enough with all the stuff from the offseason, the proclamations and the guessing games and the theoreticals and what is going to happen. Yeah, the Dodgers are the first team to win the World Series and start 8-0, but they just lost today. And Bryce Harper, shout out to Bryce Harper. Wish he was a Yankee. No, he loves the Yankees. I know his pops loves the Yankees. That's, you know, you've heard that story. Bryce Harper today had the right kind of energy going into this weekend series against the Dodgers. If you remember correctly, before the Dodgers won the World Series last year, it was the Phillies' World Series to lose. They were the best team in baseball, right? Weren't they the first to 60 wins? Then they ran into the Make It Happen Mets. But can we play this audio from Bryce Harper today? Let me go to my handy-dandy notes app. And as Alex is queuing it up, I know I saw it earlier today, and I'm like, Bryce Harper, you know, this guy just gets it. He just understands that it's baseball. You can't predict baseball, and nobody knows what's going to happen. Instead of me reading the quote, let's just play Bryce Harper meeting the media today in Philly, talking about the undefeated Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't know if people like this, but I feel like only losers complain about what they're doing. I think they're a great team. They're a great organization. That's why guys want to go there and play. LA is a great city to play in, obviously. They're at the mecca of kind of the world of everything, right? From food to nightlife to sports, from the Dodgers to the Lakers to anybody. So, they're going to continue to get guys. They're going to continue to pull guys from, you know, the sport. That's bullpen, starting pitching, international players, anything like that. They're doing what the Dodgers do.
Yeah, so the Dodgers lose to the Phillies, and the Braves get in the win column. The Braves start off 0-7, and no team has ever made the postseason starting off 0-7. But I wouldn't rest on that. We saw what the Braves did to chase down the Mets in 2022. You can't predict baseball. But, I mean, the Braves at home against the Marlins, they put up 10 on them. And in the world of the NHL and NHL history and records, Alex Ovechkin ties Wayne Gretzky's goal number. He's getting the record. It's going to be done. And I'm looking at the clip now. We were this close to seeing Ovechkin break the record with a hat trick on his home ice. He almost did it tonight. Save it for the next one. Gretzky in attendance. And the grade eight ties the record. What's the number? 894? Let me scroll through here and see if I can find a number. Because I know I was looking at this earlier. Alec Ovechkin, breaking, scores goal number 894. Congrats to him. Anyway, this is New York. Back to the Mets, back to the Yankees. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Let's see what Chris in Tampa is talking about. You got it, Chris.
Keith, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Good, good. We've spoken a couple times, but, you know, I'm a big Mets fan, but I've been hearing this for too long. So Aaron Judge, without Aaron Judge's home runs, there is no postseason. So I don't know what people are talking about. The man is, he's Paul Bunyan. I mean, he's amazing. So for people to question him, he dropped balls in the World Series. I mean, the man is just, he's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And I've just said this a million times, without those home runs, there is no postseason most years in the last few for the Yankees. So, you know, he deserves his respect.
Yeah, thanks for the call, yes, Chris. It's so much deeper than the home runs. You know, when you hear these guys talk about him, they talk about his work ethic, what he does day in and day out to prepare. So it's like his home runs, yeah, but also his leadership, you know, his defense, picking guys up, maybe giving guys advice, and just, you know, carrying the weight of being the captain of the New York Yankees, doing it for the Yankees, the hardest team to do it for, with the most critical fans, and you know what I'm saying? Like, the most media coverage. Like, we got to respect that man's greatness. I'm so tired of hearing about his failures in the postseason. Like baseball is that easy. Like, you know, this guy could just, like, he could win it on his own. Yeah, he's struggled. Yeah, he's failed. We know. But, like, he's about to turn 33. Who's to say that he doesn't get another 4 or 5 cracks at this? He could. And also, don't tell me that, oh, he's going to age poorly. You don't know that. You don't know what he does to take care of his body. You don't know what he's eating. You don't know how he's going to age. And you can look at other guys that have broken down. Whatever. Judge is different. He's a freak of nature. I am excited to see what he does this year because I think he is very, very motivated. It's the Judge silencer season. Remember against the Dodgers when he hit that home run and he kind of gave everybody the, like, pipe down hand motion? And that's when I started calling him the silencer last year. I'm like, yo, this guy's silencing all of his critics. But they all came right back up during the postseason. He gets no credit for his homer off of Class A because the Yankees end up losing that game. He gets no credit for the homer he hit in Game 5 because the Yankees end up losing that game. It's just, he struck out a bunch of times. He's a 184 postseason hitter. He can only do it in the regular season. We don't care. No, we do care. We care a lot. I think a lot of people care. I think a lot of people are talking about Judge. John is in Cedar Knolls on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, man? So I love your show. I listen to it every time I'm on my way home. And I want to talk to you about Judge, as well everyone has been wanting to. My thing is, he's having such an amazing 2 weeks right now. What if he keeps it up for the rest of the month? And then you add in his stats from last year, where he went from May to whatever and, you know, almost broke his record. What do you think his stats would be like?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about, right? Because he had the slow April last year. He already has passed the amount of homers that he had at the end of April last year by like 2. Yep. And that's what I'm saying. He's putting his name next to Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio and Babe Ruth. Like, this guy could break his own home run record. This guy could have a better... With this lineup, if he stays healthy, and I've been knocking on wood in here, this stuff isn't even wood, but like if he stays healthy, we might see one of the best seasons, if not the best seasons from a right-handed hitter all time.
From your mouth to God's ears, I'm hoping it happens because he deserves it. After what happened in the World Series, and it wasn't his fault, like everyone's saying, all the other mental errors that happened. I mean, he lost it. He goofed. He made one mistake, but that did not kill the game. So I hope to God he just does it again this year, and he's starting off like gangbusters. I mean, like the names you're saying, Luke, like Ruth and Gary. How many people can say they're in those same names, you know?
Nobody, because it doesn't make sense. Thanks for the call, John. I'll say this, too, about the Yankees. I love the Yankees, but I remember standing in the middle of Billy's watching Game 1, and when they went to Nestor Cortez, I said, oh, riveting. But in a way where I was like, it's suspenseful, but I'm sweating. Like, I don't feel good about this. Oh, riveting. Like, this is the move. It could pay off or it could be a disaster. It ended up being a disaster. That was the swing right there. You take Game 1 in Dodger Stadium. Like, I think we forget, too. And it's a lot of casuals. It's a lot of people that don't watch baseball, don't watch the Yankees, didn't watch the Dodgers. Maybe they just jumped into the World Series. The Yankees were down 3-0. Nobody had come back to win a World Series down 3-0. So now Judge dropping the pop-up is the reason they lost the World Series. Man, I was at Game 3. I was screaming with Walker Buehler on the mound. I'm like, swing the bat. And this is a good segue into today's game, and I'll hit you with some Judge stats. Like, waiting for these umpires to give you calls is not the way. You got to attack. You got to go out and hunt. These umpires are terrible. I'm watching the start of the game today, and I'm like, I wish I could bet on these umpires being trash. Like, over under how many missed calls. I wish in FanDuel I could bet on the umpire crew. Like, in the first inning, how many balls are they going to call for strikes. With Jazz, with Goldie. I'm like, this is how we're starting off? Terrible. And that's coming off the heels of the Diamondback series where Malachi Moore, and I don't want to know these umpires' names. Starting off the game on some BS. ABS, ASAP, 888-808-1019. Like, we need the automatic balls and strike system. Now. Now. By this postseason. I can't take it anymore. And you know who's the biggest victim of the, you know, low strike calls? You guys know. I was talking about this last night. Maybe you were asleep. Aaron Judge. They don't adjust for his 6'7 frame. They call strikes that are literally, like, above the tongue of his shoes. They're calling strikes that are going by, like, his calves, his socks. And he just, you know, he doesn't bark at the umps. Jazz is hilarious. Jazz is turning right. Like, he's turning his back to the field. He's talking right to the ump. Like, come on. But, like, Judge has to beat the umps, beat the pitchers, and he's still great. So, OptiStats writes, in 7 games for Aaron Judge in 2025, 17 RBI, 12 runs, 6 home runs, 3 doubles, 2 stolen bases. Like, he's swiping bags, too. Don't forget about that, right? He's like, oh, okay, Ohtani got glazed for 50-50. Like, I got to get my bags up this year. No other MLB player has put all of those numbers together over any 7-game span ever. He's breaking the game. He's breaking the game. Max Goodman writes, Aaron Judge threw 1,000 MLB games. 289 batting average. 1,007 for 3,593. A 406 on-base percentage, 608 slugging, a 1.014 OPS, 321 homers, 733 RBI, 748 runs, 697 walks, 502 extra base hits. And then Max says, will he be a Hall of Famer? Yeah, he'll be a Hall of Famer for sure. He'll be a Hall of Famer for sure. But hopefully, you know, people don't, you know, hopefully people don't have the thing to say that they have now. Hopefully he gets his ring, however he gets it, and then we can kill the narrative and he can silence his critics. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Rob in Newark on the Fan. Hello, Rob.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Listen, I just want to say, you know, I've been a fan of the Yankees for like 60 years, and this is the most solid team I've seen in years. Even the players say that about them. You know, that they're solid. They're like a unit one, and they are going to do great things this year. This is the best team I've seen put together with the Yankees in so many years. And Aaron Boone has done a great job in what he's been doing. He's a very good manager, but I do have a couple criticisms about him. He does not know how to play small ball. He doesn't have his guys bunt. He doesn't know how to have them punch a single to get guys on base. You know, and that's bad because that's how you win games. Yankees are a power team, but you have to get those runs. They're always a late inning, like in the other night, a couple nights ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, you know, they're always swinging for the
Albie
fences.
He hit a three-runner, okay? But they got nothing in between. That pitcher was stellar that night against them. But they could have put guys on base by bunting or, like, small ball. You know what small ball is, don't you?
Everybody does, yeah. But the Yankees are the Bronx Bombers.
Aaron Boone doesn't. He's never done that.
I don't know if it matters. Yeah.
That's how you win games.
Thanks for the call, Rob. I don't know if it's on Boone to be like, hey, Volpe, your first 4 hits of the year were all homers. Don't do that. Like, I don't know if it's Boone's job to be like, give me a single. Like, you know, like, bunt. These are pro ball players. They all want to smash home runs. They have torpedo bats. They want to be on Instagram and TikTok. And, like, Jazz wants to do his push shot. And look at the flick of the wrist and, hey, put that on. Like, he wants to dance around the bases. He wants to hit home runs. Like, Judge is a home run hitter. Judge will hit a single. Judge will rip a double. How about Dominguez today? How about Oswaldo today? Like, today wasn't a day of them being the Bronx Bombers. Today was a day of the Pittsburgh Pirates walking the ballpark and hit by pitch, giving the game away. You know, six walks. I think two or three guys hit by pitch. You obviously need to be able to manufacture runs, but I'm not mad right now. Back-to-back days, two different lineups, nine runs. I'm not calling up talking about small ball right now. Not against the Pirates. Oswaldo had a single, good enough for me. Jason Dominguez had a single, good enough for me. Oswaldo had a single, good enough. That's not small enough ball for us today. Volpe did single today. But, you know, Volpe got hit today, and it wasn't a homer. So, I think last night, too. So, it's there. But I know C-Mac gets on, and I fell asleep last night. I had to go to bed last night because I had to get up early. But I know C-Mac gets irate at you guys for putting everything on Aaron Boone. None of the credit. Like, Boone doesn't get credit for these lineups the last 2 days that have worked perfectly. But the Yankees don't hit enough singles. They don't manufacture enough runs. They don't move runners over. Like, that's Boone's fault. It's not Boone's fault. They did it today. Only one that homer was Judge. So, 888-808-1019. Let me sneak another call in before we go to the 10 o'clock break. Chris and Justin are down in Monmouth County, a beautiful place to be. They're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, first of all, thanks, Keith, for taking the call. Justin from California, just out here in New Jersey right now for my cousin Charlie's Bar Mitzvah. Just had a quick question for you guys. We're meshing real well right now. Everyone's hitting the ball, even, Oswaldo Cabrera. But what do we think about getting Oswald Peraza sometime? It feels like the last year we could really squeeze him in to see what his true potential is. Once again, thanks, guys, for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call, guys. I mean, what do I think about it? Sure. You know, we got to figure it out with the guy. You know, it wasn't that long ago, a couple weeks ago, people were saying, well, he's not making a team. He's going to get cut or be traded. And I used to say they don't love him, but clearly they do. Clearly, you know, they're keeping him around, but he's not going to get that many opportunities because Oswaldo is in front of him and Pablo Reyes is in front of him. And he's gotten some opportunity. Like, he homered the other day to, you know, set the record, Saturday when we were there. Well, I was there. Some people were there. A lot of people were there. Shout out to CeeLo. I don't know if you guys are keeping up with Twitter and our guy CeeLo, who hosts some shows here. You hear him on the morning show. Great little nugget before we go to break and bring some other things in. You know, CeeLo goes on Twitter and he posts a picture of his niece. And his niece is standing like by the foul pole, right field foul pole, I think, maybe. Or no, in the outfield. I don't know where it was, but let me pull up the picture. And he says, you know, crowdsourcing attempt. Anyone recognize this gentleman? Gave my niece the Oswald Peraza home run ball from the Yanks franchise record breaker this past Saturday in the Bronx. Led to a bunch of perks. So my fam is trying to track him down. It was section 133. So I see this and I'm like, oh, he's got a Billy shirt on. I have that same Billy shirt. You either buy that shirt from Billy's or you're one of the insiders at Billy's and they give you that shirt. So I'm like, you know, he's got a Billy shirt on. Let me check with them. So I send a text to my guy, Joey, over at Billy's. Chris says, thank you, Monmouth County brethren. I can't say brethren. and I'm trying to follow the tweet. Next thing you know, Joey texts me back after I send him a picture and whatnot. I'm like, you familiar with this guy? He's like, yeah, he comes to the bar. And I'm like, I feel like I've seen him too. You know, I go to Billy's a lot. A couple hours go by. I hit CeeLo up. I'm like, stay with me, man. We're working on it. And before you know it, we discover Sal. Shout out to Sal. I don't know if he wants the fame for all of this, but this is what happens. You're dealing with two people from WFAN, two people in the Yankees universe. The Yankees universe never unconnects. Sal, you're a great guy. You gave away a historic ball to a little girl. It made her day, her family's day, and they are family with our very own Chris Lopresti. I'm sure you'll hear more about that when Chris gets on air.